This week, scientists have made an interesting discovery that they think that typhoons, these are big storms, could trigger earthquakes. There's a paper in Nature this week. This is Chi-Ching Liu and two researchers in the US, Alan Lind and Selwyn Sachs. And they've been working in Taiwan because Chi-Ching Liu is at the Academia Sinica in Taiwan. And Taiwan is an extraordinary place when it comes to geology because the Philippines plate is marching into the Eurasian plate and the two are coming together at 8 centimetres a year. So if you imagine if you had your house on that, you'd potentially be seeing your garden disappear at the rate of 8 centimetres a year. So it's really quite dramatic. But what they're very interested in is what happens when storms arrive. What they did was to put some strain gauges, these are very, very sensitive ground stretch measuring devices, down boreholes 200 metres underground, and they started to measure how the ground was moving. But what was really surprising was they realised quite quickly that they could detect the arrival of typhoons, big storms that came in over the land. And what this did was to make differences on the amount of strain they could pick up. Now, why should that happen? Well, when a storm comes, obviously it's associated with very low pressure. So when the pressure drops, the ground swells up. So they thought, well, that's obvious. We can explain that. So why is it then that on a number of occasions we saw not the ground swelling up, but for some reason the ground shrank? Why should that happen? And the only explanation they can come up with, looking at the profiles, if you look in the paper, I mean, there are all these very, very characteristic profiles which fit with the ground changing very dramatically whenever these storms come. They think that this is a slow earthquake. And what a slow earthquake is rather than an abrupt, very short duration of lots of energy being released and lots of shaking, a slow earthquake is where the movement happens a bit gently, indolently, over hours to days. And so what's happening is that the storm comes in, the ground swells under the storm because the pressure is low, but because the sea doesn't change the pressure on the seabed, because when you have low pressure, all that happens is more water comes in and adds to the height of the sea, so the pressure on the seabed stays the same. The effect is to stretch open the fault on land. This makes the fault slip, so you have this slow earthquake phenomenon, and that's why you see the association between the storm and the earthquake. And they actually say that these slow earthquakes could be protecting Taiwan from much more serious earthquakes because they're basically letting out the energy gently and slowly, so that instead of getting lots of energy built up over many years and then suddenly going very dramatically, you just get this gentle, indolent nudge every so often, which just keeps things ticking over. And that's why, despite this very dramatic plate movement of 8 centimetres a year, you don't get earthquakes.
It seems crazy that something like a weather system could actually affect tectonic plates. Are there any other examples where that's happening, or is this the first time that they've found that the weather can affect plate tectonics?
This is why it's a paper in Nature this week, because no one had realised that actually you can trigger this species of earthquake, this type of tectonic activity, by the weather. So, yes, but you have to remember, these storms are moving massive amounts of air, weighing huge amounts in terms of the amount of pressure they're applying to the ground or not applying when the storm comes in. So I'm not altogether surprised. It's just that we hadn't really spotted it before. Very elegant.
And it's not actually creating the earthquake. It's just triggering. It's something which would have happened anyway, not necessarily on that day.
Basically, the fault is primed to go, and it's the straw that's breaking the camel's back. Yep.
Okay.